This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net.
Hello, my name is Mohammed Abbas, and I'm going to interview
Paul Woods
about mostly interstellar medium or interstellar dust. What is dust made from?
Well, there are different kinds of dust. I should probably explain what dust is for the listeners. So dust in an astrophysical context is more like microscopic grains of sand and rock. So it's not really like the dust we find in our homes or anything like that, but it's actually really small sand particles. And there are different types of dust, depending on what kind of chemistry is going on when the dust forms. And so you can get things like silicate dust, which is basically a combination of silicon and oxygen and various other metals like magnesium and sometimes iron as well. In regions where you get lots of carbon, then you can have carbonaceous dust, and that's things like graphite and a thing we called amorphous carbon, which is basically just, rather than a regular crystalline structure, it's basically just a big tangle of carbon chains.
Okay. Then how is it incorporated into our solar system?
That's quite a big question, because that means you have to understand the whole cycle of matter in a galaxy. So dust is formed in a number of different environments. Most of the dust we know about comes from things called AGB stars, and AGB stands for asymptotic giant branch, but that's not very illuminating. But these are stars that are older than the sun. These are low mass stars, so they're less than around 8 solar masses. And basically these stars are fusing heavier elements in their cores, things like carbon and oxygen, and they get to a stage where the material in the core is sort of mixed about throughout the entire star, and it rises to the surface. And as it rises to the surface, pulsations of the star sort of drive it off the surface. And then it, because it's moving away from the surface of the star, it cools down a bit. And thus, when dust forms, basically it condensates out of this hot plasma. So this dust forms in the atmosphere of these stars, and so basically all this material streams out of the star and ends up in the interstellar medium, which is what we generally consider as space. And it ends up in these big clouds called interstellar clouds. And then these clouds have various different regions of different density, and so they become gravitationally attracted and form things like things called cores. And now, getting to the point of your question, these cores collapse, and that's when you get a new star forming. And so basically, this new star, as the cores collapse, it sort of spins up a bit, gets faster and faster and rotating, and it sort of it spews out this disk around the star of dust and gas. So basically, the dust that we see in the solar system today is a remnant of this this disk called a protoplanetary disk, and basically that's a remnant of whatever was in the interstellar cloud that the solar system formed from.
Okay, thanks. And is there anything else that's formed from these clouds?
Well, the main things that we see are stars, because obviously the material inside these cores ignites, and basically we can see the emission from them as they warm up. But the stuff that doesn't make it into stars is still out there as clouds of gas and dust in space, and often we can see these basically by looking at a bright object behind the cloud. We see that the bright objects are sort of extincted. Basically, they're a bit darker than they should be, and so we know that there's something in front of them that's blocking out the light. And so we can look at this. We can look at the light, and particularly the light that's blocked out, and find out what kind of materials are in these clouds, what kind of molecules, and what kind of dust.
Thanks.